This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind. We'll have John Fund back, by the way. A lot of questions we didn't get to on voter fraud. We're going to watch that one closely. I know it concerns you, and that's why we love hearing from you, because we can go out and find the experts. So I will also track down an answer from the Attorney General's office about John Fund's concern and what he called an unprecedented response from the judge, saying he ruled the way he ruled on the voter ID law because of the lack of response from the Attorney General, and put it in bold. John's saying he'd never seen anything like that before, so we don't have that yet, but he said he's going to send it to us, and we'll track an answer from the Attorney General on that for you on What's on Your Mind. Another hour to go here, brought to you by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. Find out how you can experience the freedom of making your home phone number as mobile as you are at OurOldNumber.com, or give them a call at 800-774-0530. 800-774-0530. And for our listeners, they have a free activation with the promo code SCOTT. You can experience the freedom of OurOldNumber.com. Drew Wrigley is the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Joins us next for an update on the ongoing unlawful protest at the Dakota Access Pipeline construction site near Cannonball, North Dakota. Mr. Wrigley, thank you for the time today, sir.
Thank you, Scott. I'm glad to be on with you and your listener. Listeners, I hope you have more than a listener, but if
yeah,
not.
Me too. Yeah, we do. On a good day, we get to two or three, you know, so we're really cranking. So we have I feel like we've been talking about this situation for months and months, and obviously yesterday heated up as well. I want to start with where we left off last time we visited with you, where you made it pretty clear that it'd be a good idea for people to disperse down there because it is an unlawful protest and you can't lawfully join an unlawful protest, and you laid out the legal case for that pretty clearly. Are we still there? Is this still an unlawful protest?
Oh, there's not any serious question about that, is there? I mean, you know, there was a lull, I guess you'd call it, for a couple of days that people thought maybe they could go back to calling it a peaceful, law-abiding protest. It's unlawfully encamped on the land that it's on, the federal land, without a permit. But well beyond that, Scott, the conduct across these many weeks, and it's all, a lot of it's been reported publicly, some of it not. You are talking about an unlawful protest, and it supports, continuing to support, serious unlawful conduct. Yesterday was a significant flare-up in that. You saw another roadway closed down illegally by the activities of the protesters who come out of that protest over there in the main encampment, and the unlawful conduct that everybody's able to read about this morning. So no, there's not a question. It's not a moving scale like tomorrow. If everybody stood up and said, "Well, today we're going to be really peaceful," it doesn't undo the unlawful nature of this across these many weeks, and it's a troubling set of circumstances.
There is a fair amount of grumbling about 1806 being closed now. Amnesty International and the American Civil Liberties Union has joined that effort, but you hear it from a number of folks. When I've heard it, you know, I say, well, I think everybody would like to see 1806 open. The problem is the unlawful protest. So until the unlawful protest ends, you can't possibly allow an unsafe situation to continue. But from your perspective, will that road closure need to continue until this encampment is cleared out?
There's one factor that the governor has relied on to close down, and not even close down. What you're really doing is diverting traffic around, detouring around on 1806. One factor, and that's safety. The governor, our administration, law enforcement, everybody working together are concerned about one thing predominantly here, and that is the public safety. And that is the public safety of those protesters, the public safety of the traveling public down there, the safety of law enforcement. It's that simple. And again, you know, a few hours of nobody standing on the roadway, you know, that might be meaningful to somebody to say, well, see now, there's nobody on the roadway, so you can open up 1806. The flashpoint yesterday, not too far away, over on Morton County Road 138A and Highway 21, right in that area, shows you exactly why the unpredictable nature of this requires that it stays in the condition that it's in right now. Traffic is being detoured around. You mentioned Amnesty International and the ACLU. Let me just tell you that that's a lawsuit without any merit. It doesn't mean, my mom called me once when I remember I was on the front page of the paper and I was U.S. attorney. I'd been sued by someone that we prosecuted for millions of dollars, and she was very concerned about it. And I explained to her how we were completely immune from that lawsuit, not to mention we were correct in what we had done. Sure enough, it was thrown out later because we were immune from that lawsuit. It was completely baseless. But what she said at the time was, well, a lawyer wouldn't bring a case if there wasn't something. And I remember thinking, boy, is it ever clear to me that I'm the first lawyer in the family? Because at the end of the day, to say that there's some sort of a basis for a lawsuit is without any merit at all. Everybody who wants to get to any of the sites, down south of that checkpoint can do so. They just have to take an alternate route. It is there for public safety. Public safety alone. The rest is saber rattling by some groups that are coming in trying to insinuate themselves into a situation where they're not doing anything to help and they're not providing any meritorious claim whatsoever. So we're not going to worry about that. We're just worried about public safety. That's been the approach. That's been the reason for 1801 having the detour on it. And, 1806 having the detour on it. And you know what, Scott? The evidence accumulates daily. Yesterday was another big example of why that is so appropriate.
All right. Some folks are concerned about what happened yesterday. We've had some calls about that. Here's one that came in a bit ago, and others welcome, by the way, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you do have a question for Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley on this situation, 800-228-0550. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. I was wondering, can you guys get somebody from the Martin County Sheriff's Department or from law enforcement over there to ask them a question? Those protesters on Highway 6, they were trespassing. Why didn't they arrest all of them and impound all their cars? And if they're blocking the highway, isn't that in itself against the law? Why are these people, why weren't they arrested on the spot immediately, thrown in jail, and waiting until after Labor Day, let them sit for a week in jail contemplating the idiocracy of their actions? Can you work on that for me and get somebody on? Thank you.
You're the somebody, Mr. Lieutenant Governor.
Well, there were, of course, several arrests made out there yesterday. There were 8 arrests, including the 2 people who had chained and piped themselves unlawfully onto the equipment on which they were trespassing, and then they were obstructing the lawful work of the union folks who were out there trying to get in a good day's work. So, they were, like I said, 8 people were arrested out there, cars were impounded out there, and it just showed remarkable restraint again and professionalism of the folks in law enforcement, doing their best to accommodate, even in this situation, the ongoing protests. And, treating part of that protest as a thing, you got an area you can protest here. But, of course, the group encroached beyond that and conducted themselves in a way that resulted in 8 arrests. Look, that's just another outcropping of the illegal protest that persists. And I know that there's been a lot of hue and cry. I gave an interview and then they printed a Q&A here a little over a week ago with one of the newspapers in the state. And we stood by the statement then. We stand by it now. They can complain all they want, anybody can, about it being referred to as an unlawful protest. But the fact of the matter is we've got an ongoing string of illegal activity springing out of that protest. It is an illegal protest. People have been guilty out there of trespass, obstruction, assault, vandalism, threats. They've encroached onto the public highways. There's been lasers pointed into the eyes of pilots going overhead. That's a federal law violation.
But I think what the caller is saying is arrest them. I mean, everybody at that protest site yesterday was unlawful in trespassing, right, and blocking traffic on the road. So is that why not arrest all of them?
Well, I'm not going to question the law enforcement's activities out there. They handled the matter in the best way they could, and it did result in the most serious infractions being dealt with by arrest. And that's not inconsequential. I thought it was interesting that the 2 people, they chained themselves or they piped themselves and locked themselves onto that equipment. And then last night I'm watching on the news and the equipment that has to be used to extract them, at some level, there's some element of some concerns for injuries in that regard, too. And the comment that we made yesterday in the meeting with law enforcement and other people is this. Someone's going to go out there and chain themselves to equipment, and then they're going to put these contraptions around their arms and make it very, very difficult and problematic for law enforcement to extract them. We should stand back and ask them when they want to be removed. I have approached the topic with some people saying maybe we should put together a waiver form that they can sign if they want help getting off that equipment, because the time will come where they will be asking probably pretty loudly to be extracted from that equipment. We have no obligation to stop their trespass, and if they're going to lock themselves to that equipment, perhaps they should be left there until they are saying that they want to be extracted, because I'll tell you what, there's a picture on the front page of the paper today. Again, North Dakota Highway Patrol, very professional, providing water to the one of the guys who locked himself to that equipment. And what they have to understand is I hope that they look across and see how law enforcement has treated them respectfully.
Right. And by the way,
I
don't know if you saw any of the videos, but the law enforcement officers are being called pigs and all kinds of things, being taunted about the water when they're out there doing their job. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Hang tight, if you would. Lieutenant Governor Drew Redbig with us. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive@25.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For the grand opening of the all-new North American Auction Center. It'll be happening in Steel, North Dakota, our first broadcast from Steel. Wednesday, September 21st, we'll be broadcasting while the auction is underway. It actually starts at 10 a.m. And if you go to pipers.com, you're going to see a whole lot of equipment, semis and construction equipment and payloaders and, my gosh, all kinds of things you can see. There is really a longer list than I'm able to go into here. Dozers and backhoes and attachments and aggregate equipment and semis and fuel service trucks and a lot of trailers, a lot of farm equipment. There's a 2011 Bobcat CT450 tractor. There's a 2012 Bobcat mower. There's a John Deere combine, another John Deere combine. Check it out at pipers.com. In fact, you can get the list of everything that they have in the way of auctions by calling them at 877-700-4099. But 877-700-4099. Circle the 21st in steel at the new North American, the Auction Center of North America. Construction and ag equipment sale in Steele, North Dakota. And a few days later, that incredible sale happening up in McKenzie County, right along the Little Missouri as well. Find out more about that at pipers.com. Back with our remaining minutes with Drew Wrigley, the Attorney General of the Lieutenant Governor rather of North Dakota, with us today on What's on Your Mind. And we're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest that is ongoing and entering the category of weeks now. John in Rugby has a question for the Lieutenant Governor. Go ahead, John. You're up.
Well, with all due respect, Lieutenant Governor, you said you're not going to question how the law enforcement is handling this, and I'm behind the law enforcement 100%. But I think that they just let this thing get out of hand. You're talking about a situation where people are breaking the law. And they're allowed to continue to break the law. And the taxpayers, the people that fund the highways, that have every right to use those highways, are not being allowed to use it because of, and these people are setting a precedent. This is a methodology now that, because of what's allowed to go on for this long, there's a precedent being set here on how to do these things, how to illegally conduct demonstrations. And the taxpayers are going, well, what about us? What about every one of us that live our lives legally, day by day, and we go to work, we pay taxes, our taxes go to building these highways, these roads, these avenues that we want to use for commerce or for camping, fish, whatever. And yet this precedent's been set, and of them not stopping this right now and letting commerce go on the way commerce should go on. That's the frustration here, is that these people have not been cleared out. I guarantee you, if I put a group of people together, 100 people went down and did the same thing, we would not be there for very long. And it's almost like a double standard.
You and I, and you and our administration would agree on a lot that you're describing this, except that law enforcement, by addressing it as they have, as they've gone along, the protest sprung up, and that's now many, many weeks behind us, but got very rapidly to a point where, for a variety of reasons, they couldn't be extracted without significant danger to the individuals involved and law enforcement. And so we're dealing with this as we go along, doing everything we can to ensure the public safety and to ensure a safe resolution and peaceful resolution at the end. As the reports come out, though, and people are more and more troubled by what's happening, of course, we sense, too, that there can be public frustration. And I just want to assure people that there's not law enforcement frustration. We're doing everything we can to bring it to resolution up ahead. And I believe that it will at some point here obviously reach resolution. But you're right about the roadways and commerce. And you're right also that there's a lawful process. I told a couple of women who identified themselves as having been involved in the protest, but they're from the Bismarck Mandan area, were talking to me after an event last week. And I gave them our I went through the points that we were making about, you can access these discussions through the public hearings process, and you try to influence where pipelines are going to be laid and what the capability of the pipeline is going to be, on and on and on, and nobody went to those hearings. I also told him, though, that's not the only place you can protest. It just happens to be the place you can be effectively, actively involved in the siting of these pipelines, which themselves are a safety measure, right? It gets the oil off of the roadways and off of the rails where we've had some concern in the past. This is the safest way to be moving this commodity, which is, in a lot of ways, the lifeblood for our modern society. We move around in our automobiles, we warm our homes, we keep medical equipment functioning, the list goes on and on and on and on. And so I understand what you're saying about that. Those are the values that we're working with hard to move this thing to peaceful resolution. And it's why I mentioned things like the protest that sprung up again yesterday, closing down another roadway, additional unlawful activity by protesters and people involved in that protest. We mention it because then they go out there and they attach themselves to equipment, and then law enforcement has to endanger themselves to extract people from equipment who are then not making that any easier. I'll just put it that way. And are fidgeting around and moving around and trying to make it more difficult. That's a danger to law enforcement as well. So that's why our administration in meetings yesterday with law enforcement made pretty clear, reminded them, you don't have an obligation to stop the trespass. There'll come a point where they'll ask you to remove them, at which point sounds like they'll be more cooperative, and then you can remove them. At the same time, they did make 8 arrests out there yesterday, adding to the many arrests that have taken place. Law enforcement has made clear that they're going to make arrests where it's possible to do that and where it seems like it's most important. And I just want the public to be aware of that they're doing the best professional job that can be done out there, trying to continue to respect people's right to protest, doing what we can to contain it to areas where it's permitted. But at this point, you have an unlawful protest. Outside of that is springing additional unlawful activity, and where possible is going to be dealt with accordingly. Okay, yesterday was an example of that.
Good, sure, on time here. Let's roll one more here, Todd, if you could, for Drew.
Why are we tolerating this? The mayor of Dallas, Texas, years ago, had a plaque that said, "You have what you tolerate." We've tolerated these things for so long that the protesters that have no respect for equipment or for what's going on there, they know how to make noise, but they don't know how to do things properly according to our Constitution and the state regulations. They're trespassing.
Only have a whopping 10 seconds to respond to that.
Yep. Well, it's not being tolerated. It's being managed going forward. It's going to come to peaceful, lawful conclusion at some point, and law enforcement is doing everything we can to make those incremental steps forward.
Obviously, it can't happen soon enough for the vast majority of folks watching it, but we know that it is being dealt with by some good folks, and we wish our law enforcement officials the best in a very difficult situation. Same thing, Drew, to you, everybody in the governor's office. Appreciate the time today. More of your calls on this after the break. Don't go away. When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To be? That's the question. I want to be, especially when I'm talking about B-Mobile and Verizon Wireless. I know you're thinking, oh, I have the tablets already, Scott. I got the phone. I got No. Do you have the hum? Are you humming with hum? You need to be, because B-Mobile has the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. We're talking about tools like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locator and hands-free Bluetooth calling. That's the best. Plus, for a limited time, if you have a youngster getting their license, you'll get the hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service as a bill credit, a freebie. So get hum and go. The region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, B-Mobile. Everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. Find a location near you at bmobile.com, and they are everywhere, literally. Minnesota locations in Detroit Lakes, Thief River Falls, and Bemidji. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, we didn't get to all of the calls with the Lieutenant Governor, and I already kept him one segment longer than we asked for. So I apologize for that, but I do want to hear your comments on the conversation. Scott Mandan, you had a question for Drew. I know, but let's switch it up to a comment on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead. Scott, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Very well. Your last caller, John, from Rugby, really had my same concerns, being the taxpayers not having access to a roadway that they've paid for. But I'd like to add on to that, the Demon Fish license holders that have paid for boat ramps and parks and shooting ranges. You know, we're coming into hunting season, and a lot of folks on the Mandan side of the river are not being able to get down to the shooting range and get dialed in for deer and practice for dove and pheasant. And just don't understand why the state and why law enforcement aren't doing more to protect the law-abiding stakeholders. I mean, we keep hearing about this is an unlawful protest. They're blocking the roadway. They're trespassing. But it seems the only time that they're going to do something about it is when somebody chains themselves to a piece of equipment. And those aren't aren't wigwams blocking the highway. Those are police barricades keeping the law-abiding citizens from using what they've paid for.
Yeah, now, I don't blame the lieutenant governor, or actually this is the governor's order to close the road, right, and law enforcement are just carrying out that order. I don't blame, you know, that office for the disruption. I blame the folks like Dave Archambault, who's the chairman of Standing Rock, and other officials down there that don't recognize that as long as you have an unlawful protest and, you know, the chance for harm and what happened yesterday being a prime example, that you need to have that road blocked. And obviously you can get to everywhere we're talking about. You know, nobody's closed the road. It takes longer to do it. It's inconvenient, and it's a disruption. But I put it on those folks. And I think the time for arrests are here. I realize that's easier said than done when you have thousands of people down there and some of them meaning to do harm to law enforcement. It's not an easy situation. I think, I don't know, nobody said this to me privately or otherwise, but I think the indication from some folks in the leadership, politically or traditional leadership, is that, hey, once the judge rules, then fine, this'll wind down. I don't think others want it to wind down. They're bragging in their press releases about costing the company money yesterday for what they did on Highway 6. The callers that called and said everybody at the demonstration yesterday should have been arrested, I couldn't agree with any more. Arrest every single one of them. Because I think there'll be a few less people less likely to do it the next time, right? And I guess just keep doing it as they branch out, because they're using this unlawful protest at the encampment to break out and do more unlawful activity. I mean, but I empathize with them. I don't think it's easy. I don't think there's any silver bullet here, but I sense the caller from Rugby, myself, and others are getting to the point where this needs to be shut down. You saw what happened yesterday. While law enforcement is trying to defuse the situation, other people are taunting and running around with their, phones and shouting pig, and they have to bring in other equipment to, carefully get this person extracted from this, I think I'd put a big circle around them, let them stay there as long as they want, and arrest everybody that comes, anywhere around the protesters on land illegally. But it's not an easy deal, Scott,
Well, you have to agree with everything you just said, where I think that I differ from you is what you said earlier with, keep the highway closed, keep them from getting down there. I think the marching orders need to be get the highway open at all costs if what they're doing, what these protesters are doing, is illegal.
Well, let me be clear. I want the road open, but the road obviously can't be open if people continue to do what they're doing down there. So the onus is on them clearing the unlawful protest out so the road can be open. They control when the road is reopened. Right? I mean, I don't think you can today go, okay, open it up, and we're just going to take our chances on the safety on the road or allowing them to add more people to the unlawful protest in an easy fashion if we want this to go away. The way to get the road back open is get the camp emptied out.
Well,
that's where I'm at.
What's the end game then? I mean, it doesn't look like these people are fixing to leave anytime soon.
I think the end game is this judge ruling on the 9th, hopefully. I don't know. I'll make a prediction. If, in fact, it doesn't wind down after the judge rules, then I think you will see arrest. You can't call it an unlawful protest and just let them stay there unlawfully forever. There are some reports of companies losing $400,000 a day right now while shutting down construction, and then they're disrupting the other things they are doing lawfully. Bad deal. Bad deal. Scott, thanks for the call. Dwayne and Folan, you're next on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, I'm just calling here. I'm not picking sides or anything like that, but I was just concerned about Heidi Heitkamp not showing up her face or anything like that. You know, before this all started, she was always down there to the Native Americans, trying to get their votes for the Democrat side of everything, and now she's not around. After this is all over, I feel then that she will be back down there again campaigning, having excuses and stuff why she wasn't there. Her and Hillary are a lot alike, and that's my point of view on that part. And as far as the guy tying himself onto the backhoe yesterday, they should have just left him there. Sooner or later, they would have had to cut him off on their own. That's my opinion on it.
Dwayne, others have said the same. You know, and law enforcement put themselves in harm's way to get those two gentlemen unstuck, if you will, and You know, they put themselves there and, you know, put a ring around them and be the safer thing for law enforcement to leave them right there, Duane. You're right. Interesting points. Bill Bismarck, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, the previous caller just kind of took the wind out of my sails about Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know why she hasn't commented. Holden and Kramer both have, but she hasn't commented. You can't hear a word from her. Now, when these people are tying themselves to equipment, I don't know whether that's a misdemeanor or a felony violation. But when they do that, why don't they, if it's a misdemeanor, charge them with a misdemeanor and then fine them to the maximum amount of what the law provides, and the same way with a felony. Just in other words, if they get arrested and put into jail and they get a $10, $15, $20, or $50 fine, that's nothing to them. Somebody will bail them out. They're out right after the court hearing. But
by the way, that last round of arrest, I understand there was people waiting at the courtroom with cash. This is a well-oiled machine on these
on these
protests, and you know, just get them back in there. Go get arrested. We'll bail you out. Get back in there. You know, it's the game. You raise an interesting point, I think, on the Heidi situation too, Bill. I said before that I think she's hiding. I think here's number one. Heidi Heitkamp is among the best politicians the state's ever seen, right? Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad, right up there, Earl Palmer, they're kind of the same thing. And I mean that in that anybody that can get elected in a state that is very much different from you politically, you have to really purport yourself to be something you're not, right? And they do that very, very well. So she's politically very savvy, very good at that. I think she is in a political predicament of gigantic proportions here, because she's purportedly pro-energy, got elected saying that. She's spent a lot of political capital there. She sees no winners here, so she is hiding. And it is it's unfortunate. It's a real lack of leadership. But I think a lot of people whispering about it, and the whispers have gone to the point where people are just calling going, where is she? Where is she? You know, why is she hiding? What's going on? It, the longer this goes on, the more and more difficult it is for her to continue to hide. But you just know what a political animal the Heitkamp operation is when you see what's happening here. But I think North Dakotans are smart to sniff that out and say, wow. You know, politics just isn't about going into the stuff that's politically safe. Sometimes there's dicey situations you have to get in the middle of, and she out of here. Completely agree. Lauren and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is, I'm calling regarding the protest. You mentioned a couple of things. First of all, that it is highly organized. People are being, paid to engage in an illegal activity. Shouldn't this fall under, federal racketeering, realm? It seems to me that what is being done, we know is illegal, and if it's being taken care of or organized on a federal level by people outside the area, it must be something to do with racketeering, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting question for a lawyer, maybe. We had another emailer said, why hasn't the pipeline company or the state gone to a federal judge, gotten a restraining order against the demonstrators? If they violate it, it can be they can be arrested for contempt and jailed indefinitely. That was the tactic used to shut down the free speech movement on college campuses in the 60s. Yours on the racketeering side, another interesting approach, Lauren. Appreciate the sentiment and the call. Pat in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott?
Yeah, you got 30 seconds. Give me your best.
Oh, okay. This is Pat the Poet. Remember the program we did and I read Gone? Do I have a chance to read it now? I revised it. It's got to do with oil and a bunch of other things. Can I go ahead or not?
Well, I'd love it, but I have 7 seconds before the music's going to start telling me I have to go to a break, Pat, unfortunately. So why don't you do this, Pat? Hang on. Manny's going to give you a number, and you can call back that number, and then you can read it for us uninterrupted, and we'll fit it in. If we don't get it in today, we'll get it in another show. I love poem. Tony in New Salem wants to talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Bob in Valley City on the protesters. Bruce on the road about law enforcement. Richard in Fargo about the protests. And more coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, and now next to Sam's Club Bismarck, online at fargohotspring.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Some of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind are the fuel for our engine that allows us to have this great discussion across five states and two Canadian provinces. And Jim, the flagpole guy, is back. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Well, good. I understand you're going on a trip next week. Tell us about that.
Scott, I fly out next week to celebrate a man. And it all started in 1959. Vietnam was heating up. Cuba was falling to communism. The nightly news was filled with the Cold War. A young man quit high school, and on his 18th birthday, he stood on the footprints being sworn into boot camp in the United States Navy. That young man, Scott, was my father. And later, my uncle followed his same example. I fly out next week to celebrate the honorary high school diploma that they both received for joining the service and defending freedom.
I love it. And what a great patriot you are, which is why we think it's more than appropriate that if folks need a flagpole at their commercial place of business, you got the commercial grade flagpoles engineered for our environment, good selection of residential poles, and a great way for businesses to show their support and make sure they have the flag properly displayed, not only the U.S. flag, but maybe a state flag, maybe a company flag. You're doing all of that, right? You install them, you engineer them, you got it all down.
Well, Scott, we want to help. We want to help commercial businesses especially. And what a great time to celebrate. And, you know, freedom's not free. Freedom's paid for those by who sacrificed. And some gave a few years of their time. Others gave their lives. May we honor their sacrifice by displaying our national symbol with pride and dignity. Oh, Scott, America's beautiful. And individual freedom is something that a lot of people got to get to have by being an American citizen. And may we honor and celebrate our heritage by displaying the national symbol.
Please do, folks. Let's make North Dakota number one on the universe for a great display of everything we stand for with that flag. You can find Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or you can call him at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. And every time we chat, you inspire me, Jim, so I appreciate everything you do, and glad you're doing what you're doing by getting those flags flying proudly, correctly, and well. He's licensed, insured, and really does it right, folks. So get her done. Thank you, Jim. We'll chat with you again soon. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. God bless.
Same to you. Richard Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind today?
A couple of things. I want to talk about the protesters, but first, has anybody talked to anyone from Castaway to see if we could get Heidi's pictures on some milk cartons, or what's going on that end?
That might help. Yeah, traditionally where you put the picture of missing people. Yeah.
Right. Love it.
The ingenuity of our fine listeners never ceases to amaze me.
She'll, if Obama decides to get involved, she'll definitely come out from under the rock and be there for the press op. But these protesters, I was watching the news last night, and the one guy that he had his hands into a piece of PVC pipe, why are the law enforcement even messing with them? Just leave them there. How long do you think it's going to take before they're sitting in the hot sun and they decide to get themselves off those?
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people said that today. I guess it didn't cross my mind when it was happening yesterday, but I didn't like what I heard in some of the videos that we posted where they were being called pigs while they're helping these people. Right. You know, on the other hand, they had to move in other equipment, so that person could stand there and then they could reach them. And it was not some of it's on an incline. I mean, it was not a simple deal. So, I'm irritated about that. I sure hope the tribe's getting a bill when this is all done from all the law enforcement efforts that are there, because they've invited these folks in. So I don't know. I hear you, Richard, and others have suggested that. I don't know what the answer to that is.
That had his hands in the PVC there, I mean, that just looked like such a nightmare. And, you know, then they're taking a chance that they're going to hurt this guy trying to cut him out of there. And, you know, then you're looking at a lawsuit against law enforcement, because leave no doubt, they'd find a lawyer that'd do it.
No, you're right. I think we should ask, though. I think we need to ask. I don't know what the standard protocol is, but a lot of people today have said, hey, cordon off that area and just, wait it out. Don't do anything. I don't know. Maybe that is the approach. Bruce, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Maurice Scott. I'm going to come at this from a different angle. I echo all your callers, and certainly I have a high respect for Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. He's handling it pretty eloquently. And I couldn't say enough, to give any more out of the back to law enforcement. But I'm a West Fargo resident, a Cass County resident. These men and women serve us. They serve us well. What I find frustrating, just like all your other callers, that these reprobates have come into our state to stir up trouble, and they've taken our resources, and these folks are out there. So I guess what I want to say to law enforcement is thank you for doing a wonderful job. And I'm going to leave you my number, Scott, with you and Manny. And if they need anything over this Labor Day weekend while they're out there, you know, doing something that I'm sure they don't want to do, wait for their family and community and whatever, by God, they can call me. I'll come over the yard. I'll gas up and I'll whatever they need.
That's a great sentiment, and I'm sure it's much appreciated. A lot of them, no doubt, listen right now. I'm sure they're well taken care of, but no doubt appreciate the gesture, Bruce. Thanks so much. Bob, Valley City, you got a 10-second last word today. Take it.
I think everybody that is in the sound of your voice and the one I'm talking now should boycott and make one more phone call to the Standing Rock Indian Reservation and say, we're not coming to the
There it is. Got to get Scott Hammond here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.